702.
Let's walk the talk.
Hello. What's your name, please?
My name is Musa Okwamota. I'm originally from South Africa, but I've recently moved to London.
Oh, you did? Fantastic. Tell me about you, please.
I got diagnosed with cancer when I was young. That's led to the amputation. And I was a football player before I got amputated. And then after my amputation, I fell in love with music. My friends, they were dancing at that time. I asked them to teach me how to dance. So they threw like boxes on the floor, and then they were like, okay, this is how you do it. Your left crotch, use it as a left leg. And that's how it started. And then I'm in London, I'm in UK, I'm in my favorite country, England. This is the perfect time for me to actually reach out to more people and inspire a lot of people out there. And
That's incredible.
That was, of course, the introduction to an international audience of Musa Mota, who is a professional dancer. He is an amputee and he dances with one leg, and he does use his crutches. If you are feeling down and out at the moment, if you feel as if you've got your back against the wall and life is a little tough and you're looking for inspiration, look no further. The video, of course, has gone viral all over social media, and Musa is on the line from London talking to us this morning. Musa, firstly, congratulations on your performance this weekend, getting the golden buzzer from all four judges. It's never happened before.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's never happened, so it's like the first time it happened in the history of BDT.
What did it feel like for you? You were a little nervous, weren't you?
Yeah, I was nervous, but to be honest, I'm that type of guy who believes in manifestations, so I manifested something like this before, so when it happened, I was like, oh my God, what are you doing to me right now? And I was just emotional about it, and I was like, yeah.
I mean, can I tell you, I got the sense that you were nervous, because of course you were absolutely brilliant, don't get me wrong. But I've seen you dance before. I saw you in Sion, Gregory Makoma production, and I thought you were absolutely sensational. And that's why I could tell that you were a little nervous, because I thought, as brilliant as you were, I've seen you do even better. What is your response to people who find your story so inspiring?
I guess it's just about the choices, you know. And again, I can say like a thousand of motivational words and encouragement, but it's a choice of like the person, whether they take it or not. I guess it's just about like wake up and do what you gotta do. Pray more if you pray, if you believe, if you're religious. And again, believe that nothing is impossible, right? Like, do you know what I mean? And everything you do, do your best. Do not try in the middle. Do not do something that you actually not proud of. But in everything you do, do your best. Be there for yourself. Be present and stay humble at all times. You know, so, yeah.
What keeps you going? I mean, when you got the diagnosis, I think at age 10, that you now had bone cancer, you had these plans to become a footballer, that's what you were going to do. What made you at that tender age get through such difficult news and obviously the amputation itself?
You know, I always tell people that my journey was not really that tragic, because I prepared my mindset for it. Again, it's just about like I got really sick like for a very long time before my amputation, so I was already over it, and I was praying that, you know, I go through a solution. So when the doctors, you know, actually came up with a solution of amputation, for me it was not about just amputation, but it was a greater start. And again, it was about finding the solution to the problem that I had for a very long time. I mean, after my amputation, I started to glow like in 3 days. So that meant like I had to go through it. And I had a sense of like, in everything I do, I have to like know that there's a reason for everything. So that was like one of the things that I kept on motivating myself, you know, and I had to be strong for myself also. and stay positive at all times.
So from this pain, you found purpose?
Yes, actually, yeah.
You're also a motivational speaker. I mean, your story is more than just, you know, your ability to dance. You've been able to take your personal story and share it with people all over the world. And for anybody who is a fan of Britain's Got Talent, what can we expect?
I don't know, like, but it's just about, like, expect more, you know, and expect to be more amazed. And I'm just there to, not to compete, but to show people that, you know, nothing is impossible. And I see that my message is actually going out loud. And that's why I'm there. Like, I'm not there to compete. But what I'm going to say is that, yeah, I hope you're going to enjoy my performance, my next performance, which is tonight. And, yeah.
You're there to not just compete, but to inspire. Well, you certainly continue to do that. Musa Mota, a professional dancer, now motivational speaker based in London. He's flying South Africa's flag high, participating in Britain's Got Talent. As I was saying earlier, he got all four judges to press the golden buzzer. It hadn't happened before ever in the competition. So typically, one of the judges loves a performance so much they press the golden buzzer. It's never happened that all four get up and at the same time do it together. That's what they did for him. So hopefully he goes really, really far in that comp.